producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, is that the world's best idea or what? You guys were great yesterday. We had a really, really busy day. So if you're trying to call yesterday and you're getting a busy signal, today may be your day. I was out and about last night, which I know doesn't surprise anybody, and everybody kept bumping into people and smacking, and my friend said, "You think it's a full moon?" And I said, "Yeah, it's a full moon. It's a blood moon. It's an eclipse. It's things are a little weird."
I got to witness that this morning. It was pretty neat. Yeah.
Oh, you actually got to see the blood moon?
Yep, I came into work here around 4 o'clock originally, and
it was
really neat.
It's really spooky.
It is, yeah, very eerie. And to be honest with you, for some reason, I kind of forgot that it was happening, and so when I looked up in the sky, I was like, "What in the world?"
Whoa.
And I was like, "Oh yeah,
well,
that's right."
Yeah, think about like 10,000 years ago or something, and you didn't have anybody to tell you this is going to happen. You think, okay, this is time to not worry about retirement plans anymore. We're done. Yeah. Yeah, it was spooky. But it's amazing. You know, somebody actually did a research project about 15 years ago that said that the full moon really doesn't have any effect, you know, barometrically or anything of that sort. But I got to tell you, anybody who works for the public knows that that's just not the case. If you talk to EMT people, cops, hospital worker, bartenders,
that's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, we all know, no, there's something going on. You know, it's
exactly.
Kind of the Bermuda Triangle. Interesting enough, I was talking to somebody last night about the Black Hole of Calcutta. Do you know what the Black Hole of Calcutta is?
I don't.
You know, maybe that's a term that's gone out of usage. I wonder what happens if we Google it. The term for me was... I'm just trying to remember exactly what the context was. Black Hole of Calcutta was that it was that people would disappear into it. Apparently, it does have coordinates. It says it's a small dungeon.
Yeah, in the old Fort William.
Yeah,
Fort William,
and the people would disappear into it. And when the idea being that something bad would happen, that when bad things were happening, they would disappear into the Black Hole of Calcutta.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. Apparently, they're held overnight in conditions so cramped that many died from suffocation, heat, exhaustion, and crushing. Ugh. 123 prisoners out of 146 held. The precise number of deaths and the accuracy of Hal's claims have been the subject of controversy. But a prisoner of war, so it was a small dungeon. So the idea being, and my friend didn't have any idea what I was talking about, which neither did you. I'm wondering how that came out of usage.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't think I've ever heard that.
And I remember it as a kid just being absolutely fascinated with the concept. Maybe just the words themselves, the Black Hole of Calcutta.
Yeah. I would think that would have been something as a kid I would have liked, too. I was, very into Indiana Jones and all this sort of thing that. You'd think you would have heard.
But this was the stuff of presumably reality as well as legend. Yeah,
right,
so,
sure.
But it was just an interesting kind of thing because I said, well, it'll disappear into the Black Hole of Calcutta. And he said, what? I said, you've never heard of that? And of course, my response was, Google it.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. Well, now I've got a new thing to pass along to people.
I mean,
there you go.
It's kind of like the Bermuda Triangle, only supposedly it's much worse.
Sure.
I don't know. Cool, though, huh?
Yeah.
There we go. All right, so that's just... So I actually was going to tell you about something very cool that actually happened to me this morning. I was coming up from the gym, and there was this woman who was getting out at the same... Getting out, and she was clearly getting out at the wrong place. I mean, she was... She meant to be getting out at her floor, I guess, and I just said, "Oh, so sorry, I kidnapped you." And she said, "Well, it's really nice to be kidnapped by you," or something. And I thought, I didn't really remember her, but it's a fairly good sized building, and there are, a number of people in it that you sort of just see occasionally. And so it turns out she just moved to the building, and she had she had a phone like mine. She had one of the colored iPhones, and she had an orange tassel on it. And I said, "Wow, that's really cute." And she's starting to take it off. She said, would you like it?
I thought, oh, wow.
What a nice thing to do. And I said, and I was so embarrassed. I mean, yeah, the answer is I did want it. But, I thought, what a nice person that she just, that sort of thing of if you admire something, they'll give it to you. Or she would. I mean, I just thought that was really nice.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought that was really nice.
So that's the iPhone 5C, is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure. Which color do you have?
I have the lime green.
Ah, neat. So the orange will look pretty cool on there then.
The orange probably will. Well, if I run into her again, maybe I'll say, wow, that's a great tassel, and hope she won't remember that she offered it to me once, and I said no. And
yeah.
I don't know. It just seemed, I was so taken aback by, and she started to take it off, and she said, would you like it? And the answer is, yeah. I said, I don't want to take it away from you, which was true. I mean, here it matched her thing, and it was, but I love my new phone. I mean, it's exactly the same as my old phone. I told the story that Verizon sent me a thing saying, we'll give you a brand new phone and for free. And I thought, free? My favorite four-letter word. And so it turns out I already had a 5. But they gave me $200 for my old phone. They gave me this phone, and they gave me 1,000 sort of gigabytes or something. Or I guess that's 1 gigabyte, isn't it? For the next 2 years. So I thought, well, that's good.
Awesome.
Yeah, I don't. I've told people about that, and they said, "Well, I didn't get that offer. How come you got that offer?" And I don't know.
Just lucked out.
I have a green phone. I have a lime green phone.
That's awesome.
Cool. Without a tassel, I now have to look, and maybe if I run into her again. And she was really cute. She said, "I just moved here." I said, "It's great. It's really fun to live here." And she said, "Well, it's really windy." And I said, "Well, we're right on the end of Manhattan, so." But isn't that nice? Someone says, actually did that with someone that someone said that they really liked my scarf, and I actually gave it to them. But it was one that I thought would probably look better on them than me. But it is a nice kind of response. I think it's a very sort of, in some countries that you have to be careful about admiring anything because...
I've heard that.
Yeah, people give it to you. There you go.
Interesting, yeah.
All righty. 855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-993-7569. I'm trying to think where we're going to start today, what we'd like to start. You know what we should do, because I keep talking about it, we still have not gotten to it, about conscientiousness in partners of successful people, and so what qualities were people looking for?
Yeah, we're still talking
about it, and then somebody calls, and we always take the calls first.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But maybe we should start there. What do you think?
Yeah, sure. That sounds good. Yeah, last week we asked the question, what personality trait or characteristic do you value most in your spouse and why? We got a lot of response.
Which we like.
Yeah, yep, exactly. The first person in says trustworthiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's
a good
one.
I think it's very hard to love somebody you can't trust.
Yeah, definitely.
For any length of time.
Right. Karen says kindness, it goes a long way. I can't disagree with that.
Just being nice.
Yep. Chip says confidence.
Okay.
So,
it's a great list.
Yeah. Loyalty is what Chris adds in there. Consistency.
Can I just say something about loyalty for just a
moment? Oh, yeah, sure. Yep.
I think it's true. I think in friendships we want loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to be a little careful about loyalty, which isn't to say it's not an important quality, but to be careful about how you employ it. Because I've had calls over the years and have friends who've come to me with the same issue of saying, my husband or my wife didn't stand up to his family for me. And I think you have to be careful about that.
That's touchy,
because because it's putting somebody between a rock and a hard place. That that it's okay to say, and I think it's important to say, if your family is bad-mouthing your spouse, to say, look, I love you both. I don't want to be put in this position. I will listen to you talk about anybody but family members, including my family members, and I can't do it. And so you can stop it, but sort of feeling like you have to defend that person. And quite often the defense comes because the two of you had a fight or something, and you went to your family and complained about your spouse. So be a little... I mean, it's not that I'm disagreeing. I think you just have to be careful about the application. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, to help you about anything that's going on in your mind. And if your life seems a little more disruptive now than it usually does, you can blame it on the moon. But I'll see if I can help you with it anyway. So when the moon clears, so will your life. Gerard, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Joy. That's there. Now you just solved my problem. It was the moon's fault.
Exactly. We're done. The man in the moon did it. All right, we're done. Have a really nice day, Gerard. Bye.
It was that red moon. It's so good to talk to you again. I spoke to you 3 years ago. I don't expect you to remember all the details, but I was sitting in an empty apartment ready to get on board a train to cross the country to go look after my mom and dad. And I sort of went into semi-retirement from my career as a Broadway singer and actor to do that. And I had a lot of family members that were not on board with the decision. And at that time you said, ultimately I should say to them, who died and made you Elvis?
Yeah.
And I tried that, and that sort of worked, but it didn't work in everybody's case. I also came back in a pretty rough state personally myself. I had been going through a lot of clinical depression, and I was very, very lucky in that when I landed on my parents' doorsteps, I was able to be there for them, but I also really fell into the medical system quickly and got the really best of care. I really adhered to your advice, and although I have a fantastic GP, said I would like any medication to be managed through a professional psychiatrist, with all due respect, and he was on board, so we found the right combination of medication that worked, and all that was great. One sibling, the one who I was most closest to, my sister, through all of my life, was the one that surprisingly really met me with a lot of resistance. And I'm quite sure
Can you tell me when you say met you with a bunch of resistance? Could you be specific about what her behavior looked like?
Yeah, she was one of the people that thought it was a very bad idea that I come home. I think she sensed that my presence would keep my parents sort of nailed down in their house. But in fact, had I not been here, the rest of the family agrees they don't know what would have happened.
Well, she may have also been concerned for you, a feeling like this was something that you were feeling a little shaky, and that taking care of, being a caretaker for elderly ailing parents might have been more than you could really tolerate. So, I mean, well, look, when in doubt, you and I can surmise until, you know, the moon goes into another phase. But when in doubt, certainly asking, when someone says something you don't want to hear, is the appropriate time to say, well, that's really interesting. Can you give me some more clarity about that? Can you give me some more information? Because quite often we'll jump to the wrong conclusion, that not all of us have kind of a little paranoid soul. I was actually on a train once with a woman who wrote something called The Imposter Phenomenon, which was a brilliant title. The book wasn't very good, unfortunately, but the title was brilliant in that all of us, I think, on some level feel that we're imposters, that we're about to be found out, that we're not as, you know, as good as we pretend to be, or that we're not as confident, or we're not as whatever, and that it's only a matter of time till we're unmasked for the frauds we feel that we are. And that's part of living in a capitalist society that tries to convince you that no matter what you are, it's not good enough. But it does have huge ramifications. And so the assumption that your sister was really saying you're not going to be good for our parents may be accurate, but it may be equally accurate to think, especially where you were close to her, that, Gerard, this isn't going to be good for you. And, you know, I don't want you to sort of tumble into the black hole of Calcutta, my favorite metaphor today. So when somebody says something that either surprises us or upsets us, or even that pleases us, saying, could you clarify, could you give me a little more detail here? Because if it's something positive, then we can kind of, because quite often when someone says something positive, that little horrible demon in the back of our head is saying things like, they're just flattering you, or they're just being nice. So when in doubt, and in fact, a lot of the time, just ask for details, because then you know, you don't have to guess.
Well, I wish that it had been that obtuse, but actually she was very, very specific. A few days after I arrived, she came over and in the presence of my parents said, you're sick, you look awful, You're unemployed. You're now living in your parents' house. I don't want to be a support system to you, and I do not want you to contact me or my children. We are not interested in being your support. You're sick, and you need a lot of help. And then she turned to my parents and said, I won't be coming over here unannounced as long as he's in here, because he needs help.
Well, and but again, Jordan, I know you're, but that doesn't in any way offset what I just said. You're making the assumption that she was worried about your parents or angry with you. And those comments, as far as I'm concerned, can be equally construed as you're in trouble. This isn't going to be a good situation for you. And that may be her version of tough love, of, you know, that you need more help than I can offer. I'm not trying to sort of make my point to argue with you about being right or wrong, but that seems to me to be equally possible for her to be saying, I'm worried about you, as opposed to something else. All right, so where are we today? You're 3 years down the road.
Yeah, so for 3 years, we haven't spoken. And it was, I mean, I see your point. I guess I just think were the shoes on the other feet, then I would think that I would like to think that I would say, listen, I wish that I could be what you need me to be right now.
Gerard, wait a minute. That's you, not her. I mean, you know, we have to always be careful about sort of saying, yeah, but if it were my, you know, if it were me, because while that's absolutely accurate, it's irrelevant. You're not her. She's not you.
Well,
so my point about all this, of really trying to arm wrestle you on this, is to say, you know, if you could get your head around the idea that this wasn't a put down of you, but in her own sort of, and my guess is your sister's probably bristly, that she is not the touchy feely kind of person, perhaps that you are, that she's not gentle, but she's honest, she's reliable. You can trust her, but she's not, you know, she's not squishy. She's not, you know, she's not very gentle. So, but if you could get your head around the idea that this wasn't a put down of you, but a concern for you, then you could maybe reach out to her and say, hey, listen, and the idea not being, let's go back 3 years and figure out how to redo this, because it's pointless. And especially if I'm accurate that she's not the touchy feely type, the likelihood of her doing that is not very high. So if you really would like to have a relationship going forward, it sounds like you're in a better place. Are your parents still alive?
My dad is really, we're just counting the days now. He's in a long-term facility, and my mom is doing well, and the rest of the family has been very, very grateful that I've been there, and they've all really thanked me. But I
and that's
I just
great.
Really
but all right, so I'll tell you what, when we come back, ask me whatever question you need to ask me, and I'll answer for you, all right? 855-99 Dr. Joy. If nothing else, looking at life from a different perspective may be helpful. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed. We're talking with Gerard, who 3 years ago made the decision to go cross-country and live with his folks who were aging at the time. And he has siblings who were not terribly supportive at the time. And I suppose one of the entangling details is Gerard was suffering from depression at the time, when the sister to whom he was closest was probably the most adamant about this being a bad idea. We're now 3 years down the road, and the other sibs have come around to saying, gee, Gerard, this was great for you to take care of the folks, except the one sister, and who has been basically out of touch for the entire time. So, Gerard, what's the question to me at this moment?
Well, I edited my the conversation between my sister and I that day, just to be brief, but my question kind of doesn't make any sense because I've left out a few details. My
question, give me the question and I'll ask the details if I need them.
My question would be, how do I forgive her?
Well, but Jorette, I've just spent the last 10 minutes trying to walk you through a different way of thinking about it.
Right, but I guess in that conversation, she also turned to my parents and fabricated an entire series of untruths about things that had happened to me. She made up a story that I had been admitted into hospital and detained and held against my will in a mental ward. None of that was true. And I just kind of stood there. Don't know. And that's what the question that everybody...
Well, but Jorette, maybe it's something that she thought was true. Look, Jorette, let me help you with this, all right? You got a choice at this moment. You can either cling to all the things you've told me and all the things you haven't told me and all the things you've thought about and all that anger and that cold, nasty little pit of ick in your stomach, at which point there's no way out of this. Or you can decide, you know what, maybe I misremembered, maybe she misremembered, maybe what she was trying to do was save me, and it was maybe the wrong approach, but that her intent was not vicious, was not anything other than misguided. At which point, it's very easy to forgive somebody because there's really nothing to forgive. It was a difference of opinion, a difference of perspective, and you know, the fact that people who love us think that they know what's best for us is certainly not going to stop the presses. This is not, you know, an unusual occurrence. The fact is that sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But if we can sort of decide that they did the best they could with what they had and that their intention was not malevolent, was not malicious, was not mean-spirited, I could probably come up with a couple more M's, but, you know, at some point this becomes counterproductive, then we don't even, there's nothing to forgive. We just sort of understand that we wasted 3 years of what could have been probably an okay relationship. But how much more do we want to waste? And that's where you are. It doesn't make any difference what you've told me, what you haven't told me, what you've left out, what you should have included. But you have a choice to believe something that leaves you right where you are and unhappy, or to change your perspective. And whether it's true or not, in some ways, doesn't make any difference. It just gets you out of this place. So that's the choice. Not taking, hooking her up to a lie detector, or deciding that I can make... that I can make lemonade out of dog turds. I mean, it has nothing to do with that. It's your choice at this moment to either stay in a place that doesn't make you very happy or to move beyond it. And the move beyond it is just an act of faith of saying, do you know what? I may have misinterpreted this, and whether I misinterpreted or not, enough is enough. She's my sister, and I'm going to call up and invite her to go get an ice cream cone, and she'll either say yes or no. And if she says yes, I'll buy her an ice cream cone. If she says no, then I'll call her up in another couple of weeks and invite her out for frozen yogurt. And after that, I'll invite her out for a donut. And after that, I'll invite her out for a jog because maybe food is the wrong approach. So it's really up to you. And any more details that you want to use to kind of keep yourself in that place seem to me kind of a waste of your time if what you really want to do is get out of this place. If you want to stay in it, you don't even need to get any additional data. You can just stay there. I mean, it really, you can, all you have to do is be inert. Just stay there and believe what you've believed for the last 3 years. So the question is really not, how do I forgive my sister? The question is, do I want to get out of this place? And if the answer is yes, then you let it all go, and you let it all go in whatever way you want, that this was a bad dream, that she misinterpreted, that you're remembering wrong, that when you were depressed that the world looked darker and that, you know, that you're just not, it wasn't a very accurate perception, whatever you want. Or that you remember completely accurately, but she was only kidding, it was just a joke. I mean, whatever it is that will get you out of this place. But that's the choice. Not my interpretation, not your other sibs' interpretation, not whether she was right or wrong, but do you want to stay in this place? If you do, you don't have to do anything. If you don't, then you need to change not her behavior, but yours and your perception of it. You don't even have to change your behavior. Well, you do have to change your behavior eventually, but all you have to do is change the mindset. All you have to do is say, well, I'm going to think about this in a completely different way. Did you ever see the, it's an optical illusion. I think it's from the Gestalt school of psychology in the 30s, where you could either see the hag or the beautiful woman, or you could see the vase or the two profiles. And that's your choice at this moment. You can see it in a way that makes you unhappy and stuck, or you can decide, I could just see it differently. I squint, close my eyes, stand on my head, whatever it takes. That's your choice.
Or not reestablish a relationship at all, which is also
well, but that's what you've got now.
Right. But, I mean, staying with that is also a choice.
Well, that's what I said. That is those are the two choices
right.
of
I mean,
seeing
not,
who you are.
Yeah, I guess I'm just really having a hard time being that forgiving. I mean,
I can't spend any more time saying it has nothing
right.
to do with forgiveness. It has to do with letting go. Forgiving implies that she did something wrong. And what I'm saying is that if you can decide that she didn't do anything wrong, that she did the best she could with what she had, or that she was genuinely concerned for you, or that this was her perception of reality as opposed to your perception of reality, then you don't have to worry about forgiving. Forgiving is really a very complicated concept, because it says, I'm a better person than you are, and I'm being charitable toward you. That's what forgiveness is. Letting go of something doesn't require a statement of moral superiority or high ground. It just says, this doesn't make any sense. I'm not going to do it anymore. So,
that's
the choice. If forgiveness is going to have to go back into the number one, I'm going to be angry. Because clearly whatever it is that you view as forgiveness is not happening. So I'm saying, I'm not telling you how to forgive her. I'm saying just let it go. What benefit is it to believe this? Does it make you feel good? Does it buy you anything positive? Does it make your life better? Well, if so, then go ahead. If not, then maybe it's time to stop investing in it, because that's what you're doing. You're giving me all these reasons. You're using the F word. I mean, so it's your choice. I don't think it's a very profitable choice, but I obviously haven't been able to convince you in about 15 minutes, so... And you can download the podcast in about a couple hours and listen to it over and over again. But it's not easy, but it is simple. Simple and easy, I have to say. It's very simple.
I guess the one thing I've learned is, or at least been highlighted, is that I'm happy that I'm not the kind of person that would resort to...
Gerard, you're staying back in the other place. I don't want to play anymore, okay?
Okay,
You can do this. I've done the best I possibly could by you.
I appreciate it.
I've arm-wrestled you as much as I can. I'm just saying, what if for a moment you just took a deep breath and thought, what if I just let the whole damn thing go? What if I just put it on a piece of paper and crumpled it or set fire to it or confettied it or flushed it or buried it or put in a helium balloon? What if I just put it on the end of my fingertips and blew it away? What would happen then? It doesn't have anything to do with forgiveness, who's right or who's wrong, any of that. So you don't have to do it now, and you don't have to do it because I'm suggesting it. But at some point, you may want to at least entertain the intellectual possibility, because if nothing else, it's going to make your life much, much simpler. I mean, you're still investing an awful lot in something that happened 3 years ago, and if that's what you want to do, you can. I don't think it's a very profitable decision, but there's obviously some value to you in it, or you wouldn't do it. So you may want to figure that out too. Is what value does it have? And it sounds mostly protective, because she hurt your feelings. So if you can make her the bad guy, then it doesn't make you feel quite so vulnerable. But for whatever reason, I'm not suggesting forgiveness. I'm suggesting just let it go. It's done. Don't have to invest in that one anymore. Don't even have to think about it. I'll tell you what. Let me give you a quick, stupid example.
Yeah.
I had an apartment that nobody was living in for a month, and I got a bill for $219 for electrical charges. Nobody was living there. There was no air conditioning. The only thing was running was the refrigerator. This has been going on for 6 months. I finally decided today, it's not profitable to argue about this anymore. It's not fair. It's not reasonable. But, how much more am I willing to invest in it? So I wrote him the damn check for the $200. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Doug, you'll be next.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit ImagineLookingYounger.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main break, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Excellent idea. Leah, what happened to you? Call me back. We'll put you on. Doug, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I have two friends who are getting up in years, and I've noticed that lately they are both complaining a lot. especially about things they have no control over, how somebody across the street parks their car and takes up two spaces on the curb, or the woman down the street places her lawn chairs a certain way in the garden, and this annoys them. Also, they don't have a certain flavor of cat food at the supermarket. And when I said to this woman, well, did you mention it to the manager? She said, oh, well, it wouldn't do any good. So I don't. What causes people to constantly be
negative,
angry about things like this?
Well, I think it's both angry and negative. And if we, are you familiar with the term projection? In
yeah.
psychology, the idea that we take an internal feeling and we put it out, usually on another person, but we can also put it out in other situations. So if you feel like the world is not paying much attention to you, that you're getting older and you're becoming invisible, that your body is letting you down, that you have more aches and pains, that you're closer to the end than the beginning, that your children don't call you often enough, that your tummy doesn't digest things very well, so a general sense of malaise, then it's really easy. It's much more difficult to say, wow, the world's a great place. It's much more likely that you're going to say, you know, that the weather's not very good, or I hate this time of year, or they don't have my kind of cat food. And the idea of sort of a combination of impotence and maybe even a little sadness and a sense that, you know, I don't really matter. And I think if you think about it, that I hate to sort of go directly to the metaphor, but you hear me all the time say, be careful because you're going to make your kid an emotional terrorist. If they feel there's nothing in the system that works for them, then the system, they're not going to be a friend of the system. They're not going to be supportive of the system. And it sounds like this particular friend feels that life is not treating her well, that she's not getting what she wants, that she's not likely to get what she wants, and therefore everything is crummy. That the weather is crummy, that the cat food is crummy, that the politics are crummy, that the movie is crummy. And so one of the ways of dealing with somebody like that is saying, what can we do that would make you happy? What would make you feel good? And quite often they're going to say, well, you know, I don't know, or nothing. Or, gee, why do you ask that? But if you can somehow get them to that point where they're willing to think about what might work well, what might make them feel happy, what might feel good, what might taste good. And I think your suggestion was really on the right track. You just needed perhaps to be a little more cheerful and stupid about it, which is to say, well, I'll tell you what, let's go, the two of us, to the manager and ask for the kind of cat food you want. And she's going, well, no, they won't pay any attention. And you could say, well, you know, what do we have to lose? And, you know, you can use your charm. In other words, sort of in the same way that I was trying desperately, although unsuccessfully, with Gerard to say, you know, there's a different way of thinking about this. That I think one of the reasons that people complain as they get older, and they also complain when they're unhappy, but I think as that our society doesn't deal terribly well with aging people, that we don't view that as you've attained a level of respect and wisdom. We sort of say, all right, you're now invisible. Although I think we boomers are going to change it just because there's so many of us that we're going to change attitudes about aging just because there's no choice, that we're demographic bullies. There's so many more of us than everybody else. But I think that's an answer, the sort of short-ish answer to your question is, as people feel that there's nothing in the system for them, they're not going to be supportive of the system. And it's but helping them to understand, you know, I'm just saying, what can we do that would make you feel good today? And they're very likely not going to have much of a response to that, because if that was easily accessible to them, they'd probably do it for themselves, because most people would rather feel good than bad. The other part, which I suppose we need to not neglect, is if I say to you, Doug, how are you feeling today? And you say, fine, then we're going to go on to something else. If I say, Doug, how are you feeling today? And you say, oh, my head doesn't feel very good, and one of my eyeballs is in the wrong socket, and I think my left ear is significantly lower than my right ear, then I'm going to stay involved with you. I'm going to say, oh, well, gee, Doug, are you running a fever? Did you get enough sleep last night? Are you sure you're not standing on your head? So it's also a way of keeping somebody involved. So if we understand that part of what's going on is a general sense that I don't have any effect, I can't change anything, and the second is a wish to keep people involved, then by you saying to somebody, tell me what I can do to help you feel better, let's figure out something to do. It takes care of both of those issues simultaneously because you're staying involved with them but moving them in a positive way rather than reinforcing negative behavior, and you're also helping them hopefully to become a bit more self-reliant about figuring out things that would work better for them that would make them feel better.
Well, thank you very much. I will use that method.
Good. Let me know how it works.
Okay.
Thanks, Doug. Yeah, you know, it's a perfectly legitimate question, isn't it? Why would it happen? And the answer, one of the things that allows me to do the work that I do is the basic assumption, and I know I tell you guys not to assume, but it's a belief. Let me say it's more a belief than an assumption, that people do things for reasons. And while the reasons may not be inherently obvious, you can say, well, gee, that doesn't make any sense. It does. It does to them. You're just missing a piece of the puzzle. So the idea being, if somebody's doing something that makes no sense to you, that seems illogical, it's because you're missing a piece of the puzzle. And one of the ways of getting a piece of the puzzle is to ask somebody for it, of just saying, okay, explain to me about this a little bit. What's going on here? All right. And it's amazing how much, and sometimes people are going, well, I don't know. But it's amazing how often people are willing to do that extra little work, because most of us really do kind of like having people involved and having people care about us and having people seem genuinely interested. So when in doubt, you know, rather than just feeling like I have to go along, that I either have to ignore this person. And what happens, the really icky thing, is that what we tend to do with people who are negative all the time is avoid them like the plague, or, say it with me, Shane, the black hole of Calcutta.
Black hole of Calcutta.
We do, right?
Yep.
We do, because they're downers. They're negative. I actually remember when I was first a therapist, and one of the things that we were not allowed to do was advertise. It still aren't, as far as I know. And so I'd give a lot of speeches because it was a way of saying, here I am, and, you know, I have a practice, and, you know, come and see me. And I remember one of the first questions I ever got asked, it still tickles me. They said, is depression contagious? And I said, well, you know, on one hand, it's not like the measles. I think it is. I think if you're around negative people all the time, it's very hard to keep a positive outlook.
I agree, yeah.
And conversely, if you're around somebody who's positive a lot, it's very hard to have a negative attitude, although I think the second is easier than the first. That being around negative people all the time makes it hard to be positive. I think being around somebody who's positive, I have people who are just delighted to be negative around me just because they figure that it balances the universe, that I am so perky that their lack of perk just makes everything come out even. So it's much easier to deflect my perkiness than to deflect other people's depression, or not depression, but sadness or fury or whatever it is. Okay, lots of two more hours for you, so give me a caller, 855-99-DR-JOY.
At drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, pemmican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.